Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. When we interact with people around us, it is important, and this is a point John labors much in his first epistle. If what you are saying is truly true, then there will be evidence of it in your life, in how you behave. We need to look past what an individual might say aloud to see what they are saying by their actions. This fool would probably say aloud, at least in our culture, "Yes, I believe in God." But he has said, in his heart, there is no God. We see that demonstrated in many ways. It is demonstrated in their attitude. How many people do you know who are far from God? And I know we are painting with a broad brush here, but we're going to go with it. How many people, at least willingly, do not acknowledge any superior? If they acknowledge a superior, it's grudgingly. Many don't want to work for someone else because whoever they're working for gets to set the rules, and they would lots rather be self-employed. When they drive down the road and they look at the sign that says whatever, and they keep on driving the way they were, what are they saying? I am not going to submit to that authority. I'm going to be the authority to myself, and I'm not going to acknowledge any superior authority. God is not in their thoughts. The vast majority of people don't even think about God. He is not on the radar screen at all. That is not true, obviously, for Christians, but for those who are far from God, he's not even someone they are thinking about. He's not on their lips to affirm or deny his existence. If they speak of God at all, it is only to use his name as a curse word. These are the kind of people who need to be at the head of the line. You're doing the speed limit, or maybe five over, and you look in your mirror and all you can see is the hood ornament because they're so close. As soon as there's any kind of an opportunity, they blow by and they're out of sight because they have to be first. We are the ones who would claim to have evolved or progressed beyond old-fashioned religion and values. They don't need a God. God is only a crutch for those who are weak. It is arrogance expressed in all of those different ways. They have an attitude of being autonomous. They don't want to recognize or acknowledge a superior. They refuse to acknowledge any external authority except when compelled. If you challenge them on an idea or on their behavior, what is often the response? "Well, that may be your opinion, but I don't believe it. I believe something different." Or, "My way is the right way. Yours, well, it may be okay for you, but mine is the right way." It says it was that way in the days at the end of the book of Judges. You go through Judges, you see that roller coaster as people did what was right in their own eyes. And then God sent them enemies to persecute them. Enemies would put the hurt on them until they cried out to God, and he would deliver them. Before you know it, what are they doing? Back to their old ways again. And the summary of all that in Judges 21, everyone did what was right in his own eyes. It is so much the way of the world. Not what is right according to the Bible, not what is right according to some other external standard. What do I, as an individual, believe is right for me? That is what I'm going to do. And if you disagree, well, it's your problem, not mine. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.